Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. This week we're diving into episode 3 of the Big Fat Geeky News. Lots of news going on in the last week in the geek world. We got casting news, we got recasting news, we got crossovers, we got potential crossovers? What? But first, we gotta take care of a little business on our end, and then we'll get back to the show. To those of you who are already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you. If you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/fatgeekyreviews to become a monthly supporter. All right, I want to thank you guys again for hitting that download button, and make sure that if you're on iTunes or really any of the supported podcast networks like Google Podcast, Anchor, Stitcher, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Rocket Casts, any of those, wherever you get this podcast from, make sure you give it a like, a share, and a subscribe. It really helped me out. And then also don't forget to head over to my YouTube channel, Fat Geeky Reviews. Check out the videos there. The last video I did was the Iron Fist number 2 trailer reaction. I did it live from a parking lot in my car. It was a lot of fun. Don't forget to give me a like, share, and subscribe on that as well. So let's go ahead and get right into the news. Let's start with the top news story of like recency. It has really nothing to do with comic books, but I feel that it has enough of a cult following for me to talk about it. So Danny Boyle is no longer going to be directing the next James Bond movie. So I guess a few people from Eon Productions confirmed that Danny Boyle would not be returning to Bond. Basically, they just had a mutual agreement that he would not come back. So Boyle now leaves the project. It's supposed to be coming out October 25th of 2019, with Daniel Craig returning as 007. So don't really know why he decided to leave the project. I think he's been involved since Spectre. And, you know, there's also a lot of kind of news. I don't know if you call it news or kind of just rumblings that Idris Elba was also going to play Bond after this next one, that when Daniel Craig is done. But for right now, Danny Boyle out as the director of Bond. You know, who knows who's going to come in and be the next director. I think a really good director, and I think a very underrated director that could come in and direct it is Kenneth Branagh from the first movie of Thor. He also directed Dunkirk, I believe. No, Christopher Nolan directed Dunkirk, but he was in Dunkirk, and then he also played Gilderoy Lockhart in the Harry Potter movie. I think he'd be a pretty good director of a Bond movie, so you know, who knows? We'll see what happens with Bond. I'm a huge Bond fan, believe it or not. So I've seen most of the Bonds. Dr. No and Goldfinger and Octopussy and basically all the recent ones as well. So my favorite one is GoldenEye. Just particularly because the N64 video game was one of my favorite games of all time. But yeah. If you got any suggestions on who should be playing or who should be directing, I'm sorry, the next Bond movie, please go ahead and leave a comment on the podcast, and we can discuss it first. Or go ahead and send me a message on Twitter at FatGeekyReviews. Let's go ahead and get on to the next big news out of the geek world, and that is that Brent Spiner, who you should know from Star Trek fame, as you guys have known from my previous episodes, not only am I a superhero geek, I'm a huge Trekkie, but Brent Spiner, of course, played Commander Data in the Star Trek The Next Generation. Make it so, number one. I love doing that Picard accent. And, you know, he was cast as, like, the Vice President of the United States in Supergirl on the CW that was announced about 3 or 4 weeks ago, that Brent Spiner would be playing the vice president, and kind of a big role, they said. They said that vice president plays a kind of a big role in the next season of Supergirl. Basically, he's out, I guess, due to scheduling concerns, but that makes me kind of upset. As you guys know, if you guys have seen Supergirl, the President of the United States is Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman in the 70s. So I love that the shows kind of bring in these actresses from times of playing superheroes before. So that's what's really cool about the CW to me. But Brent Spiner out as the vice president. They bring in Bruce Boxleitner. For those geeks out there, now you know who Bruce Boxleitner is. Bruce Boxleitner is Tron from the Disney movie Tron and Tron Legacy. So really cool cast. I like the recasting. We don't really know what role the vice president plays yet, but according to the internet, it's a character that has a lot to do with the new season. So, you know, I'm excited about it. So, basically the character has been described as an unlikely leader who will nonetheless step up in a big way when his country needs him. So, kind of a big role. We'll see what happens with the new season of Supergirl. Speaking of Supergirls, we also have news that Rona Mitra will be playing Mercy Graves. So, if you guys know who Mercy Graves is in the comics and in the cartoons and stuff, she's like Lex Luthor's sidekick, and she kind of has, usually she's like an android or something. And then, of course, announced at Comic-Con, actually maybe even a little before Comic-Con, Nicole Maines is going to be playing the superhero Dreamer, who's going to be the very first transgender superhero on TV. Now, we all kind of know that the shows in the Arrowverse kind of push the boundaries with LGBTQ topics on their shows, which is cool. Like, I'm not against it, for sure. In fact, you know, it is what it is. It doesn't really bother me at all. I know it bothers some people, but I mean, as we go through and we look at the different characters on the different shows, we know that the producers are definitely pro-LGBTQ. We have Sarah Lance, lesbian. We have Citizen Cold, gay. We have, you know, obviously the Shyler Lee, who plays Alex Danvers on Supergirl. She, you know, came out of the closet last season, and it was, you know, you have to... To me, listen, guys, it doesn't really bother me at all. Like, I don't even know how to explain it to somebody who it would be bothered by, because it doesn't bother me. So, transgender superhero, looking for, as long as it's a good story, to me it doesn't matter. So, looking forward to the Dreamer character on the next season of Supergirl. So, again, one of my favorite shows. I hope they do well. I know that Jess Rath is replacing Jeremy Jordan on the show. Jeremy Jordan, I guess, had other interests or something else he wanted to do, and he might make an appearance here or there, but Brainiac 5 in, Wynn is out. So, don't really know much about the next season of Supergirl, other than at the end of Season 3, we saw a doppelganger of Kara in Russia, so they might do, like, Superman's version of Red Sun for the next season, so they might do their own kind of version of it, which would be cool. If you guys don't know, Red Sun is a comic book where Superman has a clone and he's Russian, and yeah, it's a really cool story. So if they're doing it on Supergirl, you know, Supergirl's version of Red Sun, then, or Red Daughter, I guess, then, yeah, I'm all for it. All game. So, moving on to other casting news. So, as you guys know, there are several different shows coming out for the DC Universe app that's coming out this fall. Haven't really heard a date yet on that, but I'm hoping it's soon, because I want to see all the shows on there. And basically the big news out of yesterday that I read was that Brendan Fraser is returning to Hollywood. Brendan Fraser. Yeah, that Brendan Fraser from The Mummy. Brendan Fraser from, you know, he was in a bunch of bonehead shows like Journey to the Center of the Earth and the show where he like lives underground with his parents during like a nuclear holocaust. I forget the name of that. But he was in like the one where like he dated the devil, like who's a girl played by Elizabeth Hurley. Can't even remember that one. But a lot of people know Brendan Fraser from The Mummy, but he's returning to Hollywood. He's been out for a little while. He's coming back, and he is going to be playing the voice of Robot Man for the Doom Patrol. That is awesome. Good for Brendan Fraser, and he shares the same name as me. So that's I'm really excited about it. Like Doom Patrol is another kind of team up DC comic related media that is coming to live action on the DC Universe app. That's very, very exciting. And basically it's a team up of Robot Man, and they have Plastic Woman, and they have a smattering of others. I'm not too well versed on Doom Patrol, but I know that's the same team that Beast Boy came from. So looks like we might end up getting some sort of crossover between Titans and Doom Patrol. I'm just excited to see it, folks. I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on everything, because it's almost impossible to be, based on how much information I have stuffed into my head. Doom Patrol is just one of those I just don't know that much about. But you can be assured that before that show comes out, or even during that show while I'm watching it, I'm going to soak in as much Doom Patrol media as I can, get to know the characters and stuff like that. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see the interpretation. I can't wait to hear Brendan Fraser as the voice of Robot Man. Moving on in the news, they announced yesterday, it kind of came down through the wire, that we're going to stay in the DC Universe app real quick. Obviously we did Teen Titans is coming out, or as named Titans TV show is coming out. And if you guys didn't see my reaction to the trailer, I did one for my YouTube channel on Fat Geek Review, so go check that out. But they said that in the show, Robin is making his transition into Nightwing, and we should see Nightwing in the show before the end of the first season. So, guys, I can't be more excited about that. If you guys know me at all, if you guys know kind of my background and my history of loving comic books, Nightwing is absolutely my favorite character. I've been lobbying for Nightwing to come to the big screen or little screen or any type of screen in live action for a long time. And, you know, a lot of people think I'm a Batman fan. I am. I'm absolutely a Batman fan. Always have been. But there's just something about Nightwing that calls to me more. I love the struggle that he has. One, as an orphan being adopted by a rich guy. Two, learning under Batman. And then three, getting kind of annoyed by the fact that Batman doesn't trust him, or Batman doesn't respect him enough as a hero. And that's because Batman generally doesn't want Robin to grow up. And he does grow up, and he becomes Nightwing, and he becomes a fantastic hero. And I just can't wait for this show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about it, to be honest with you. Man, it's so cool. Like I called it from the very beginning. I even posted it on my Facebook, is that I absolutely called it from the beginning. I knew as soon as I saw the trailer and I saw him throw that R, that he was becoming Nightwing. I just knew it. And man, I can't wait for it. It's gonna be so cool. Moving on, we have an announcement from the CW. We know when we will see Batwoman for the first time. They announced when the three-night crossover event is going to take place on the CW network starting on Sunday, December 9th. We start off with the episode of The Flash. Arrow will continue the story on Monday, December 10th, before it all comes to an end in Supergirl on Tuesday, December 11th. DC Legends of Tomorrow is sitting out this year, and Black Lightning is not really linked to the Arrowverse. And then, of course, we know that the Batwoman TV show is in development, and that Ruby Rose has been cast to play Batwoman. And basically, the success of this crossover is really going to help determine the success of the Batwoman pilot. And to be honest, I can't be more excited about it. It's going to be so much fun. All the shows start in October, so we're going to get a good solid 2 months of content and stories on all of these shows, and to see the crossover between Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and then adding Batwoman into the mix. I just can't get more excited about it. And I hope you guys can too. Leave me a comment in the comments what your thoughts are on the Batwoman situation and what you think your predictions are. I really don't know. So I was looking at Twitter yesterday, and I see a bunch of people put out polls like, what universe is Batwoman going to be in? Is she going to be in the Supergirl universe? So Earth 38, if I'm not mistaken, Earth 38, or Earth 1 with the Flash and Arrow. So we know that Arrow and Flash occupy the same universe. And of course, we know the whole multiverse theory that different Earths vibrate at a different frequency, and there's ways to travel between them. And we know that Supergirl is on Earth 38, because if you go into the Supergirl universe, there is no Barry Allen, there is no Iris West, there is no Cisco Ramon. There's just, those people don't exist on her Earth. So they travel in between Earths with the help of Vibe or Cisco Ramon. And a lot of people were kind of debating on Twitter whether Batwoman would occupy the Arrow universe with the Flash or Supergirl universe. And for those of you who have read the comics and know kind of Batwoman's history, Batwoman is romantically involved with a Gotham City police officer named Maggie Sawyer. Maggie Sawyer made an appearance in Supergirl as Alex Danvers' girlfriend. I think you can have a real crossover type of show by bringing in Maggie's character into Batwoman. If I were writing the pilot, I would think that Batwoman already exists. Obviously, I would put in some flashback things to kind of show how she became Batwoman throughout the show, because that's kind of the makeup of the CW shows. We see a lot of flashbacks. But I would open the show with Maggie moving from National City to Gotham City. Just showing up at the police station. You can introduce Harvey Bullock. You can introduce Lieutenant Gordon or Captain Gordon or Commissioner Gordon. Whatever Gordon you want to do. And if you do a Gordon, they could, again, not exist in that universe. You can kind of do whatever you want, but I would introduce at least Harvey Bullock. I think that would be a good run to do, is Harvey Bullock. And then, of course, I would probably throw in Commissioner Gordon as well, like maybe an aged Commissioner Gordon, and have her walk into the police station, them already having a problem with, you know, maybe Batman hasn't been seen for a while, and you can kind of write that into the story. It's like, well, the crime has increased. We need more good detectives because our neighborhood superhero hasn't been seen in months. And we know that Batman exists in both universes because Oliver Queen mentioned him in a press conference when he was mayor in his universe. And then, of course, Superman, played by Tyler Hoechlin, in the Supergirl universe, basically, I don't know if he mentioned him or if it was Jimmy Olsen. I think it was Jimmy Olsen, like, what about Clark's friend over in Gotham? So we know that Batman exists in both universes. So if it were me, I would have, you know, something like Commissioner Gordon telling Maggie Sawyer, like, hey, we needed more officers because our hero for our city hasn't been around. We don't know where he's been. He's missing. And crime has gone up substantially. And then that's when Batwoman shows up. And then I think you can play off a romantic relationship between Maggie Sawyer and of course, Kate Kane, Batwoman. That's kind of how I would do it. If I had to choose between putting Batwoman in the Arrowverse or putting her into the Supergirl universe, I put her in On Earth 38 because it just makes more sense to me. Plus, you can kind of even the battlefield a little bit and not just have Supergirl jumping Earths all the time. You could have interaction between the two shows and the other two shows. That'd be my take on it. Let me know what you think, though. Does Batwoman belong on Earth 38 with Supergirl? Does she belong on Earth 1 with The Flash? You tell me. So, that's it for the Big Fat Geeky News this week. Coming up, there's going to be some new YouTube content that I'm putting out. I'm playing with some new software and playing with some new hardware. So, I want to thank you guys so much again for downloading my podcast today. Let me know all your comments in the comments below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Give me 5 stars on iTunes. Head over to my YouTube channel. Like, share, and subscribe that. And then, again, thank you guys if you're already supporting my podcast, I appreciate it. If you're not already supporting it, 99 cents a month is all that is needed to help make this podcast come to you each and every single week. Thank you guys so much, and that's it for the game.